Hey there, this is Tony Gephardt with World Services for the Blind, and we're continuing forward with our encouragement document that we have opened that we covered in the reading commands with JAWS recording. And for this, we're actually going to take a look again into the font dialog box and make some changes to parts of this text. So I want to make sure I'm at the top of my document by pressing Control Home. And which did nothing, so I'm pretty sure we are. But just to make sure, I'm going to use insert up arrow to read the current line.
Encouragement.
Okay, so I am at the top.
Encouragement.
Yep, I sure am. So I'm going to press my home key.
Home.
To get to the beginning of this line, just to make sure it's there. And I want to select encouragement and make it stand out a little bit. I want to add a heading. I want to bold it. And I want to change the size of the font. Now, we can use what's called the font dialog box, which can be accessed by pressing Control and the letter D as in Delta. So first we need to select the text first. And by doing so, we're going to just do Shift N.
Selected encouragement.
So that selects the whole line. But in this instance, we really didn't need to do that. We could have just done Shift Control right arrow to select a word. But it's a habit that I like to get into when selecting a section that needs to have modifications, specifically a line. For a heading. So now let's press that command, Control D.
Control D, font edit, Times New Roman, font edit combo, Times New Roman.
All right, so it's gonna bring us to a dialog box where we can press tab to navigate through the different combo boxes that are available and to travel and to, to make different selections within these dialog boxes, we use our up and down arrow. So let's change the size of our font and the style. So I'm gonna press my tab key to get to the style.
Font style, edit combo, regular.
And by default, it's on regular, so I want it to be bold. So I'm going to down arrow.
Italic. Bold.
And now that it's on bold, I can press tab again to get to my font size.
Size, edit combo, 24.
And already it's at 24, so it was already set to 24 before. But I want to make it bigger, so let's make it 36.
26, 28, 36.
It's kind of obnoxiously big, but hey, it's an exercise, so let's try it out. So now that we have the size and the style changed, bolded at 36 point, we're gonna hit enter.
Edit encouragement.
So we made our changes, but we need to now verify that that font has been changed. And by doing so, we're gonna press insert plus the letter F for font.
Bolded, single underline, 36 point, default on default, Times New Roman, highlighted, normal style, line spacing, single paragraph formatting, centered, outline level, body text.
So it gives us the style of text, it tells us the size, as well as if the text is centered or aligned left or aligned right. So now I want to assign a heading to this text, right? So we've made changes to the font, but now let's put a heading on it. And visually, a heading is just going to make it stand out a lot more to the human eye and also can be used to travel via the quick keys. In this instance, it would be the letter H for headings, kind of like you would do on Internet Explorer or Google Chrome. So let's select that line again.
Home. E.
Let's go to the Echo. Press home to get to the beginning of the line. Press Shift End.
Selected encouragement.
And now we're going to use the command Alt Control 1 for heading level 1.
Alt Control 1.
So now I want to verify. I'm going to press my up arrow to get to the top just to have it read it.
Heading level 1 encouragement.
And just like that, it lets us know it's a heading level 1.